show you how to operate a metal lathe. Turning metal on a lathe is one of the basic operations in the machine shop.
Turning on the lathe can create sharp and hot metal cutoffs called swarf. You must protect yourself from this by wearing proper personal protective equipment, or PPE, and by following the recommended safety procedures.
You must tie any long hair or loose clothing back to prevent being pulled into the machine. Do not wear rings or jewelry, as they can also get caught in the machine.
You must always protect your eyes while in the shop. Wear safety glasses or face shields at all times.
Finally, you should be wearing CSA-approved, non-slip steel-toe shoes to prevent slipping while working on the machine. Cutting fluids and oils may be present that can cause you to slip.
Know how to use the emergency stop. Test it out. You may need to shut the machine down instantly if a hazardous situation crops up.
If you need to use cutting fluids to assist with surface finish and machinability, ensure the availability of proper ventilation, and make sure you have read the associated material safety data sheets. Depending on the fluid used, you may need to wear a respirator or mask. Ask your instructor.
Lathe operators can avoid injury by ensuring that the workpiece is securely fastened and the chuck key is removed from the chuck and stored properly before starting. Always double-check the workpiece is tight and the key is out of the chuck before starting the machine. Ask your instructor for the best body and cutting tool positioning for if you are left or right-hand dominant. Think ergonomics too, and about establishing a safe space when working in a busy shop.
It is important to set the cutting tool to center height, square to the workpiece, and then securely tighten the tool post and cutting tool. Improperly setting the workpiece and lathe can result in tool or workpiece breakage and injury.
In the event that you are machining a longer workpiece, the workpiece needs to be supported using a revolving center in the tailstock. You should always support a workpiece that is longer than 3 times its diameter by holding it at both ends.
Set the lathe to the recommended speeds and feeds. Improper speeds or feeds may cause chatter, loosening of workpieces or tooling, breakage of tools, or overheating of tools or workpiece. Check for unusual noises or be sensitive to vibration while operating. This could be a sign of an impending dangerous hazard. Be ready to use the emergency shutoff.
Employing the use of a hard stop when using the automatic feed will assist in stopping the carriage before it can collide with the revolving chuck. You should also ensure that the automatic feed direction is properly set in the direction of the intended cut.
Before starting, protect yourself against hot cuttings and revolving parts by using the guard. Keep hands away from the revolving chuck at all times.
If the workpiece diameter is large enough, take multiple roughing cuts, leaving 0.01 inches to 0.02 inches for a final finishing cut.
During operation, if you must remove cuttings, carefully use a brush when removing cuttings, never your hand. Pay attention to your work environment. Listen to your machine.
Finishing, fully stop your machine and open the guard. Once the piece is finished, using a file held in the left hand will allow you to remove sharp edges on the workpiece caused by the turning process. Stand to the right side of the chuck. Ensure the file does not get close to the spinning chuck.
When you are finished your project on the lathe, be sure to clean up all cuttings from lathe and floor. Wear gloves when cleaning. Wash your hands to avoid getting debris in your eyes or on your skin.
Don't forget to store all tooling and equipment in their proper place. Tools and bits left around can cause hazards for others.
Remember, don't take shortcuts. Let's review your tool safe guidelines to ensure you have a great experience.
Double check. Securely fasten and align all workpieces, cutters, and hard stops. Guarding protects you against injury from flying cuttings, broken tool bits, or workpieces. Make sure chuck keys are removed from the machine before starting.
Make sure you have set proper speeds according to recommendations. Listen to your machine. Clean up properly and safely.